Still Live.
Rick Stockstill Live.
1 hour of conversation with the head coach of your Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
I love your broadcast.
I do appreciate the job you guys are doing.
Keep up good work.
This Nelligan Sports production is brought to you in part by
Ascend Federal Credit Union,
Cellular Concepts, FNM Mortgage, and First Tennessee Bank. Get interactive with your calls and emails. Call 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
And email the coach at radio@GoBlueRaiders.com. It's Rick Stockstill Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
And very pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into Rick Stockstill Live, week two of the Coach Rick Stockstill Show here at Sam's All-American Sports Grill. And on a rainy Labor Day, we're glad everybody could come out tonight. And Middle Tennessee is off and running in the 2012 football season. Coach Stock is here tonight. We invite you to be part of our show tonight by dialing in at 1-866-RAIDERS. Or you can send us an email, and I can get it right here, even if you have a smartphone and want to send in an email while you're here in the building. radio@GoBlueRaiders.com is the email address. And we do have some question cards, and I'm not sure if they've gotten out yet or not, but we can get those question cards around. We also want to make sure that you sign up tonight. We have some tickets and VIP hospitality passes and T-shirts to give away that we'll be doing during the show tonight. Coach Stock is here, and Coach, it is game week yet again.
Yep, and we're excited about starting conference play. We got Florida Atlantic, obviously, this week, and we're disappointed in last Thursday's night's game, but it's one game, and we've got to get some mistakes corrected. We did some good things in the game, and we just got to get some mistakes that ultimately cost us in that game. But the guys, we came back to work on Saturday, and we weren't able to practice yesterday because of the rain. And I had a good workout Saturday and then a good one here this afternoon. So they've got a good attitude. They're working extremely hard, and today was a really good practice. And like I said earlier, we're excited about starting conference play.
Well, and I know the fans want to get your take on the game against McNeese last Thursday night. We'll get that in our first couple of segments and then take a lot of questions. We do have a guest tonight at the halfway point. Ken LaVica, the play-by-play announcer for FAU, will join us, and we'll look ahead to what's going on in the Sun Belt and also the game with FAU coming up on Saturday. Kickoff will be at 6 p.m. on Saturday night at Floyd Stadium. But we do want to remind you, it's going to be a great day for tailgating, of course. But also on Saturday afternoon, we will have the induction of 5 new members into the Blue Raider Hall of Fame. And we'll talk about that tonight as we go along as well. I want to remind you that you can have a chance to win a $1,000 shopping spree at Old Time Pottery. If you haven't registered yet, do so. If you have registered, register again on GoBlueRaiders.com. Click on the Old Time Pottery button, and you could be a winner of a $1,000 shopping spree. It'll be given away at the end of the month of September. We'll take our first time out. Back with Coach after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-RAIDERS. 1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
Master, I seek your wisdom to solve an enigma.
Speak, young one.
In the next few weeks, people will be arrested for drunk driving all over Tennessee. Yet, they will all be arrested in the same place. How can this be?
That place you speak of is the driver's seat, doofus.
You don't want to get busted for drunk driving? Don't drive drunk. Booze it and lose it. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With 2 conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, middletennesseemedicalgroup.com.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor, because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM/FM
online. And welcome back into Sam's All-American Sports Grill, where they have a great lunch menu. Lunch specials for $5.99, and if you've got those late-night munchies, they've got those late-night munchies for $2.99. They're late-night Sammies here at Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in the Village in Nashville and in Hendersonville. Coach Rick Stockstill is here, and Coach, the 27-21 outcome against McNeese State. Going into the game, we had talked about McNeese being a very quality football team, and they did what you thought they would do, is they tried to run the football, and they did it very effectively.
Yeah, they did a good job. We helped them a little bit, and that's not to take anything away from them, but, you know, they've got a really good offensive line, and their backs ran hard and ran well, and, you know, that, you couple that with us, we missed a lot of tackles. You know, some of it they had to do with that. I mean, they did a good job, but we just didn't play as well as I'd hoped or as well as we had hoped defensively from a tackling standpoint. And, you know, they got outside of us. You know, we didn't set the edge, and I said that at halftime, that, you know, we got out-leveraged a little bit. You know, we put our head inside, and that enabled them to get outside on us. And we have to do a better job in that, but, you know, they came in and they had a nice plan offensively, and, you know, we did a really good job defensively on third down. We got off the field really good. We just couldn't consistently stop their running game.
Yeah, third downs, they were 3 out of 11, so you guys were able to get off the field. And for Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders, above your percentage a year ago at 43% the other night, 39% a year ago, you were on third down 6 out of 14, so you guys were converting and moving the chains.
Yeah, you know, we did a nice job, you know, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively on third down. You know, like I said, I think they were 26-27% or something like that on third down, and we were, you know, up there in the low 40s, high 30s, whatever it was. But, you know, offensively, you know, our Achilles heel in that game was just, we got down there those first two drives, and we couldn't finish it. We couldn't knock it in, and had to settle for field goals. And ultimately, in close ball games, that usually comes back to bite you, and that's what happens.
We'll talk a little bit more about that, specifically those two drives and how the Raiders did get points out of them with new kicker Carlos Lopez. Right now, another quick break, and remind you, we'll be back to Sam's with Coach Rick Stockstill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Phone lines are open now at 1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-RAIDERS.
1-866-724-3377.
The Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back in to Sam's All-American Sports Grill. And a reminder, fans, this Saturday, if the Blue Raiders win, you win. You can take your ticket stub to Rutherford County Sonic locations and receive a free item with your purchase. The offer is good for 48 hours after each home win. And if you don't have a ticket stub, you can go to GoBlueRaiders.com and print out the coupon. Sonic Drive-In, a proud partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Coach, you talked about those first two drives where you did get points. You got field goals. And talking to Buster Faulkner last week, in talking to you as well, what was your approach going in with a lot of new guys on the offensive line? Was there an effort to try to play it a little bit safe early, or were you just ready to turn it loose?
No, you know, we had no reservations, any hesitation whatsoever what they could or couldn't do. And, you know, we got down there and the first couple plays were passes. And, you know, then we tried to, you know, we run it. You know, we had a nice run. Benny had a nice run there. And, you know, we got knocked and hit in the backfield there. We, you know, had a linebacker run through. We missed a block up front. And, but, you know, I thought our offensive line was ready to play, and they were, and did a nice job. And we just so there wasn't anything that we were trying to ease them into anything.
Right. Let's talk about your offensive line a little bit. You started for the Blue Raiders. You started Johnson at your left tackle spot, redshirt freshman. Josh Walker, really the real veteran on there. Micah James at center. Jadarius Hamlin at right guard, and Isaiah Anderson at the right tackle spot. And obviously, with their backups, those guys are going to roll in and out of there some. But kind of your thoughts on how they played as a group.
Well, actually, you know, Jesse Grisham started at right guard. So
that's right.
Everybody was there starting their first game with the exception of Josh. And I thought they did a nice job. I thought, you know, Darius, you know, for a redshirt freshman, you know, held his own out there. Did some good things, did some things obviously that we have to work on this week. But, you know, Josh was solid, Micah James was solid, Jesse, you know, did a nice job in there, and Jadarius, you know, probably split about the game reps there. They were probably about even. And then Isaiah, you know, I thought he played good. He had a holding penalty, you know, late there. But, you know, I thought our offensive line did well. We've got to be a little bit better in the running game. We didn't give up any sacks, but I think we've got to be a little bit better, you know, in the running game, and hopefully that'll clean some things up itself here in the second game for them.
How many snaps did your backups play on the offensive line, like Loya and Sells and Nunez and Rogers?
Not a whole bunch. You know, Jadarius and Jesse, you know, probably split the reps. They probably got, you know, 40 each, you know, something like that. I think Roberto was only in there the one snap when Darius had a helmet issue on the side, and he was out for one play and got it fixed. Josh played the whole game, and then
did Micah get dinged up a little bit?
Micah re-injured his ankle there, and he was out for, you know, a handful of plays, and Nick Nunez came in and played, replaced him. So we got a little bit, you know, probably about what we thought the backups would play, you know, in the game. Probably maybe would have liked to have gotten Nick in there a little bit more than what he did.
Yep. You talked about Micah getting nicked up. Obviously, a couple of injuries that were that came to the forefront very quickly. And when you you lost Benny Cunningham early or fairly early, and then Drayton Calhoun, and I know you probably did not want Jordan Parker to be in the position to have to carry that many times, but he did pretty well. But how are things with Benny and Drayton at this point?
Well, Benny hasn't practiced. He didn't practice Saturday or today, and so we'll kind of evaluate him again tomorrow and see what his status will be. Drayton didn't practice Saturday, but he practiced today, you know, so I think he'll be fine, you know, here in the next 5 days when Saturday gets here. But, you know, Jordan, we got a lot of confidence in Jordan. He had a nice camp. We had a plan to play him. He was going to play regardless of if Benny or Drayton had gone down with an injury. He was going to play. But we just really didn't plan on, like you said, him playing maybe that early in the game or, you know, that many reps playing. But he's going to be a good player. He's good with the ball in his hand right now. And he's got to continue to improve without the ball. And that's more in pass protection, in running routes, catching the ball out of the backfield. So, but he's going to be a really special player.
Well, and you never want to lose one of your very best offensive threats, and Benny is certainly that. And Drayton is such a terrific change-up pitch to the way that Benny runs. That kind of took a couple of your cards away.
It did. You know, losing Benny, you know, that had a big effect. And then and Drayton, you know, that's the first time Drayton has played tailback since high school.
Since 07, I think.
Since he was a senior in high school. So you could see early, you know, he kind of hesitated a little bit. I don't want to say dance, but, you know, didn't run through the hole. And, you know, he's got to accelerate, and he got better as the game progressed. And I think Drayton will be one of those guys that you see constant improvement, you know, with each game, with each carry that he carries throughout the course of the game. And, you know, it did hurt us a little bit from a passing standpoint when both those guys were out and we had Jordan in there. We were a little limited there in what we could do from a protection standpoint because didn't want to put Jordan in a bad position where, you know, he may give up something and a run through a blitz or something and then, you know, gets to your quarterback. So we were a little cautious there early and having Labor Day today, we were able to spend a little extra time there with Jordan to try to get him caught up a little bit as much as we could on pass protection.
Well, and I think exactly what you're talking about right there addresses something that fans a lot of times we may not be thinking about. You know, if a certain player, a running back in particular, is out of the game, that puts you in a position, like you said, because neither Benny or Drayton were in there, and Benny in particular, who has so much experience in pass protection, that kind of thing, that's where it really limited you on some play calling when you had that freshman there at the tailback when you're going to protection schemes where he's involved. And like I said, just kind of limited you a little bit.
A little bit, and that's not to say that, you know, we couldn't do anything. It was just there was a couple things that we didn't do, and it was more to, you know, not only protect the quarterback but also to protect, you know, Jordan from putting him in a situation that he's, you know, it's his first time he's played a college game, and, you know, everything's sped up so much for him, you know, out there the first time. Just, you know, Jordan catches the ball well, but, you know, he drops that one out there just, you know, a young kid's nerves and, you know, an early game mistake.
Well, we'll get Coach Stock's thoughts on the rest of the offense and kind of wrap up things in the McNeese game when we return. Ask Brad to hang on. We'll have him right after the break. I want to remind you to call Tennessee Event Specialists for your tailgate and party needs at the next home game. They specialize in tents, tables, chairs, inflatables, and much more to make your MTSU tailgate one to remember. Give them a call, 877-355-8782, or visit tneventspecialist.com. Back with Coach Stockstill from Sam's All-American Sports Grill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Master, I seek your wisdom to solve an enigma.
Speak, young one.
In the next few weeks, people will be arrested for drunk driving all over Tennessee. Yet, they will all be arrested in the same place. How can this be?
That place you speak of is the driver's seat, doofus.
You don't want to get busted for drunk driving? Don't drive drunk. Booze it and lose it. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into Sam's All-American Sports Grill in Murfreesboro. It's Rick Stockstill live. Blue Raider football this week as Middle takes on FAU Saturday at 6 p.m. at Floyd Stadium. And for tickets, 1-888. Yes, MTSU. And let's go to the phones. Brad is online. Appreciate you standing by, Brad. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coach, you know, I watched some Sunbelt games this weekend. You know, the defense, our defense gave up a lot of rushing yards again. And it looks like, you know, if we want to compete in the Sunbelt this year, we're going to have to score some points. The you know, I know we hurt the running backs going down, but the wide receivers, can you talk about them? I didn't see them getting a lot of separation. You know, they were, you know, Kilgore tried to squeeze the ball in a few times, but they didn't have a lot of cushion between them and the DBs. That's a 1-AA team. You know, what can we do as far as offense-wise, get those wide receivers out in some better space and get more some more creativity into the offense to get us some points so we can try to compete this year?
Brad, and I ask you to listen offline. Go ahead.
Thanks for calling, Brad. You know, obviously one way to score more points is to get touchdowns instead of kicking the field goals like we did. But I thought our receivers played well. You know, they made some, you know, nice catches out there and on the screens and broke some tackles and turned them into some nice gains. I thought Anthony Amos and Kyle Griswold made some nice catches over the middle of the field there in the second half, and then on their touchdowns, I thought those were nice catches. Kristen Colas made a nice catch in between the safety and the corner down on the goal line there where he got, you know, knocked out on the three. But we're not a real fast bunch out there. Our receivers, they're good athletes. They catch the ball. But to say they've got, you know, blazing speed, you know, we don't have that kind of speed out there right now. Reggie Watley's a guy that can run really good. He's a fast guy. We've got to find ways to get him involved more in the offense, and that'll help us with some explosive plays. But, you know, I thought for the most part our receivers did a nice job. They blocked extremely well also for each other and in the running game. And we just got to, you know, we've got to find ways to, you know, get more explosive plays. And that's a little bit of a challenge right now with the type of speed that we have at receiver.
Well, the one thing I thought that, you know, coming into the year, we knew Anthony Amos was coming back, had a good camp. Kyle Griswood, such a versatile guy. And going in, you think, okay, these are two guys who have a chance to have a big year and be real leaders for you in the receiving core. And after what they did on Thursday night, I didn't come away feeling any different. I thought they both made really nice catches and acted the part that you expected during the game.
Well, I thought both those guys played really well, you know, and I think Anthony had seven catches and a touchdown. Kyle had four or five and a touchdown. Kyle had, a 42-yard kickoff return. You know, so those guys, you know, they're good athletes. They can make you miss. Kyle can make you miss. Will have a hard time running away from you, but he can make you miss in space. And those two guys, I thought, really played well.
I had a question from the audience in talking about exactly – kind of picking up where Brad was going, and this fan tonight wanted asking about being vertical offensively, that in his view you were much more vertical in the fourth quarter than in the first three, and was just in his thought, what changed that, or was it you just needed to get things quicker at that point?
Well, one, we got a little bit further behind and we had to try to catch up, but also, you know, our defense was struggling a little bit, obviously. And we wanted to, you know, we didn't want to have a three and out there. We tried to slow it down a little bit, tried to establish the run, you know, to try to help our defense some there. You know, and then part of it also was what they were doing. You know, the early part of the game, they were playing coverage, you know, and that enabled us to run the ball a little bit better than we did late in the game. You know, early in the game, they were kind of overloading. I mean, late in the game, they were kind of overloading the box there.
They knew what you had to do.
Right. So, you know, part of it was, you know, countering what they were doing. But I do agree that we do need to try to get the ball down the field a little bit more in our three- and five-step drop passing game.
All right. We're going to take a break. But first, I want to remind you about the big event. If you've seen the big event trailer, if you came to Fan Day, it was at Murphy Center. And really, if you want to tailgate in style, you need to rent the big event tailgating trailer, whether it's for a tailgate, whether it's for, you might have a wedding, you might have a, for your Thanksgiving family get-together. If you're going to a high school game or a pro game either, the big event is just a great trailer. It has bathroom and a sink, as well as satellite, two televisions, your favorite tailgating games, including cornhole and things like that, and much, much more. They have great prices. If you have a corporate event, you want to have a big thing going on out there, family reunions, the big event is the way to go. You can go to their website, rentthebigevent.com, and take a look at what we're talking about. You can give them a call before it's all booked up, and a lot of the home games for Middle Tennessee have already been booked up, but you need to give them a ring, 477-6271. We'll take a break. Ken LaVica from the FAU Sports Network joins me after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Master, I seek your wisdom to solve an enigma.
Speak, young one.
In the next few weeks, people will be arrested for drunk driving all over Tennessee. Yet, they will all be arrested in the same place. How can this be?
That place you speak of is the driver's seat, doofus.
You don't want to get busted for drunk driving? Don't drive drunk. Booze it and lose it. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Into Sam's All-American Sports Grill. Rick Stockstill live. Another home week for Blue Raider football as the FAU Owls travel to Murfreesboro for a 6 p.m. Central Time kickoff on Saturday. And we head down to South Florida now. And the fine play-by-play announcer for the FAU Owls, Ken LaVica, joins us. And Ken, appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight.
Chip, anytime, anytime. Thanks for having me.
We had an opportunity to see your beautiful new stadium a year ago, and it's and the Owls have not had the success they would like to have had going into that new stadium, but did get the season opening win on Friday night against Wagner, and that one was quite a struggle for both ball clubs because you know Wagner led for a good part of that game, and FAU's credit came back in the fourth quarter, had a touchdown and really had an opportunity for another one there in the final minute that would have really wrapped it up. But it kept you on the edge of your seat there for most of the game, didn't it?
It did. I don't have many fingernails left, that's for sure. And, you know, the real interesting story of this game is not just the fact that it probably should have been better than a 7-3 win for FAU. Two fumbles inside the 10. They moved the ball in the second half but couldn't punch it in. And I know you guys up there in Murfreesboro know the same frustrations coming off that first game, not being able to convert in the red zone. But all we've heard about in this offseason is the spread and FAU moving away from the pro style that they had in Howard Schnellenberger and the speed and the motion and the mobile quarterback. And Steven Curtis, the redshirt sophomore, got the start. And he lasted until halftime. It was not an injury that put Steven Curtis out. It was the fact that needed to find some way to generate offense. And you saw Graham Wilbert last year, and Graham Wilbert, the pro-style quarterback, ran the spread significantly better than Curtis. It was a whole different team, whole different offense, completely different production level with Graham Wilbert in the second half of that game that helped FAU to the win. And you're going to end up seeing him on Saturday in Murfreesboro.
Not only have you guys made a change offensively going to the spread from the pro style, but also defensively back to the 4-3.
Yeah, that is it's really a defense that FAU is used to. I mean, they, for most of the program's history, have been in a 4-3. Last year, they made a deviation to the 3-4 to some pretty good results. I mean, it was a better defense by the numbers last year than it was in 2010, but you look at the philosophy of this defense now, and Chip, you'll see this on Saturday. There is some speed to it. It is getting faster and faster as more South Florida athletes decide to stay home, come to FAU. The Owls have gone the JUCO route, brought in a guy like Jeremy McKnight, who's back there at safety, replacing Marcus Bartels, who was in that starting role for three seasons. He's been a real nice addition. Keith Reeser comes back at nickel. You see a lot of nickel formation in this defense. Very rarely are you going to see three linebackers on the field. More often than not, it's two linebackers led by David Hines in that core, and then you see the nickel package. So a lot of pressure coming at the quarterback, and of course, Carl Pelini, a defensive mind, he's going to throw some different looks at you.
I want to ask you about Coach Pelini. He came from Nebraska and with his out there with his brother Bo and his new staff. I mean, they're the first different coaches than anybody FAU has ever known. It has been Howard Schnellenberger and his staff, and nobody else has ever known a different coach there. How has that transition gone?
You know, it's been different. I mean, as you know, Howard Schnellenberger, not only the legendary coach, but the consummate salesman as well. And he had to be to give birth to the FAU program, to build it into an eventual winner, and put it in a market in South Florida that's difficult to get attention sometimes. You get lost in the shuffle. So Carl Pelini has come in, and he is all business, all football, all the time. And you saw it at Nebraska under his brother Bo, and you've seen it at FAU. He has brought in his staff, and they are very, very capable, extraordinary recruiters. And you'll see a lot of new names on the roster, and like I talked about earlier, a lot of that is due to the junior college connections they have. And they don't want this to be a 3-4-5-year process. You bring in JUCOs, guys who maybe have a chip on their shoulders that are going to get a second chance, that are going to appreciate. Carl Pelini wants to build a winner in 2 or 3 years, at least a team that's competitive with every team in the Sun Belt Conference. And so it's been a big difference just from approach. I mean, Carl Pelini's not going to go out in front of huge groups of people and try and make a sales pitch, but you go to practice, see how much more efficient the practices are. This is a physical football team. Last year, they tended to look a little bit soft. Those are the real tangible differences right now.
Well, you talk about new faces and new names that we're seeing, and yes, there are some new names, but also look, and you look at your two deep on your offensive line, and I see three redshirt seniors. So Coach Pelini did inherit some he inherited some players that have some experience there, and over on the defensive line as well. Yeah, you have a freshman, but right next to him is Jimmy Jean, who is another redshirt senior. So he's got some experience to work with, and I guess the key to this whole transition is those older kids buying in, because you know the new ones are going to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about those two lines, specifically the guys in the trenches. And let's not forget, too, I mean, these offensive linemen are guys that are used to blocking in a pro-style offense, and now they're going to a spread where a lot of pulling's involved. You got to be quick on your feet, got to be able to pull. So you look at a guy like an Andy Saprinsky, for example, and this is different for him. That defensive line, you go back to a 4-3, you have more guys with their hand on the ground, specifically a Corey Henry, who arguably is the best player on the defense, a guy that got looks from some pretty significant D1 schools and opted to go to FAU last year. He was sitting at outside linebacker along with Randell Johnson, and now he has his hand on the ground. So a lot of changes, some differences here, and these guys have adjusted nicely. They've really been able to buy into the system. And you're totally right when you say that's ultimately most important, the veterans, the guys who have been there, the guys who went through the 1-11 campaign, more specifically, allowing themselves to be poached and allowing themselves to sit there and learn the new system and really get what Coach Pelini is trying to preach. And so far, so good. I mean, obviously, talk to me again in November and ask me how everything went. But right now and through the early stages, Coach Pelini is happy with what he saw in the fall.
Well, we will see you guys up here on Saturday, and look forward to visiting in person. But we really appreciate you taking time tonight and giving us a little thumbnail on the new look, FAU Owls. Appreciate it, Ken.
Hey, Chip, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, thanks a lot. Ken Lavica, the play-by-play announcer for the Florida Atlantic Owls. And we will take a timeout and back with Coach Stock as we preview the FAU game with the head coach of the Blue Raiders after this timeout from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158. Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider football fan?
You can't show up at the stadium without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Well, where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of Blue Raider apparel, gifts, gear, and more.
When you think Blue Raider football, think the Phillips Bookstore, located at the Student Union Building. Shop online at www.mtsu.bkstr.com.
The orthopedic team at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is committed to the highest level of health care in the region. That's why we recruit highly ranked members to our already extensive network of specialists. From computer-assisted knee surgery to total joint replacement, our team of nationally ranked orthopedic specialists deliver a full range of services dedicated to the prevention, diagnosis, and rehabilitation of joint, skeletal, and muscular injury and disease.
Visit mtmc.org/orthopedics to learn more.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Welcome back into Sam's All-American Sports Grill. We're in Murfreesboro at that location, but Sam's has two other great locations. The one in Hillsborough Village in Nashville has been named Best Sports Bar in Nashville for 10 straight years, and also their location in Hendersonville, very, very good as well. And don't forget those late-night munchies. You can get the late-night Sammies here at Sam's All-American Sports Grill, $2.99. Late night munchies here at Sam's. Coach, one thing we didn't touch on last week, and I like to do it on the first show of the year, is new rules and rule changes this year. And we didn't see it in our game very much on Thursday night, but my gosh, every other game I saw this weekend, the new helmet rule is going to have a huge effect. And we've already seen how some teams are trying to use it to their advantage.
Well, McNeese had two players, their helmet came off, one of their offensive players and one of their defensive players. They came off, none of our helmets came off, so we were fortunate in that respect. And
Did you give Courtney Gaucher, your new equipment manager, marching orders?
No, I mean, that's
duct tape and chin straps?
I think you just have to make a point of emphasis. You know, that they've got enough air in their helmet. You know, they've got all four points of their chin strap buttoned up. But the helmet's going to come off. The game's too violent. It's too fast. People get their hands, especially in the offense and defensive lines, they put their hands in their face and face mask, and very seldom do you see it called. But helmets, it's going to come off. But fortunate our guys. And to me, that's going to be critical. You know, a scenario late in the game, you're driving down, your quarterback gets hit, his helmet comes off, you know, he's got to come out of the game now, and then you're putting your backup guy in who hadn't been in the game for, you know, 59 minutes, and you expect him to go in and make a play. So there'll be a situation for somebody throughout the course of this year where it's really going to affect their quarterback.
Now, tell me if I'm – make sure I'm correct on this. Your helmet comes off, and it's not a foul. And there's not a foul in the play. You have to come out one play. If it's in the last minute of the half or the game, there is a 10-second runoff. Is that correct?
If it's a penalty. If the guy helmet to helmet or any kind of hand to the face where he knocks the helmet off and they call a penalty on it, then you don't have to leave the game, and then you've got the choice of taking the yardage on that penalty or a 10-second runoff.
All right. I said something about teams trying to use it to their advantage. In a couple of the games I was looking at, it seemed, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but that there were some defensive guys grabbing, like, the back of the helmet and trying to help it off, so to speak.
They did that last year. They did it the year before. I mean, that's what I was getting at. There's so many hands to the face and to the helmet that I don't think a player, you know, is consciously thinking, hey, I'm going to take his helmet off. You know, I think it's so violent. It's a physical game, and it's going to happen throughout the course of the game.
The other one that fans will notice a good bit of are the new kickoff rules this year, and that kickoffs now come from the 35. and touchbacks come back to the 25, correct?
On kickoffs, if you punt the ball into the end zone,
still the 20.
It's still the 20. But on a kickoff, if it goes into the end zone and you elect not to bring it out, it'll come to the 25. And then also on that, with kicking off from the 35, your foot, one part of your foot has to be on the 30. You know, you can't be 6 yards from the ball. You have to be a minimum of 5 yards from the ball.
And I saw a couple of teams this weekend who have changed the way, you know, because most of the time you see everybody line up 5 yards back and head into that. A couple of teams I saw were lining up closer to the sidelines and getting up their head of steam coming toward the middle of the field as they were lined up at, say, the 34 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I guess there's some new strategy involved.
Yeah, you know, you just can't be, you know, when that ball's kicked, I mean, when you're set at the line, you have to have a foot in the paint in the 30. I saw, you know, people running diagonally and then trying to get a – you know, some momentum going forward. I think that may be, you're going fast this way, and to go fast, I don't know if that helps you going fast vertically.
Maybe you can change the lanes where you're crossing each other now or something like that.
That'll be a, you know, people will do that. They've always done that, so.
Well, speaking of kickoffs and the 35-yard line, explain what the call was on the attempted onside kick. First of all, talk to folks about what you were doing because you had two kickers in the game.
Yeah, and we did that last year, but we've got two kickers, and when the ball is kicked, you have to have four guys on one side of the ball. It keeps you from putting 9 or 10 over on the other side. So we have two kickers, and then we'll read it. You know, if we've got six guys over here on the left, and if we feel like we've got them outnumbered where they're to that side, you know, we'll have Carlos, you know, kick it to the left side. We've got three, and then at the time of the kick, you know, the other kicker has to be on the other side of the ball. And if we feel like we've got them out leveraged there, you know, then Corey would have kicked it to the right, to our right, and Carlos would have gotten into play. Or if there's a gap in the middle, then we'll middle dribble like we did. And, you know, so that's what we tried to do. And then Corey, you know, personally I thought it was a bad call. I thought he made it by the time the ball was kicked that he was on the opposite side of Carlos. But, you know, so we middle dribbled it. That was the penalty. They said he was not on the other side. That was what the penalty was. We middle dribbled. I had a shot at it but didn't come up with it.
All right. So that's what went on there. Appreciate it. We'll take a timeout and be back with more with Coach Stock right after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Master, I seek your wisdom to solve an enigma.
Speak, young one.
In the next few weeks,
people will be arrested for drunk driving all over Tennessee. Yet, they will all be arrested in the same place. How can this be?
That place you speak of is the driver's seat, doofus.
You don't want to get busted for drunk driving? Don't drive drunk. Booze it and lose it. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU
Welcome back
station.
Into Sam's All-American Sports Grill in Murfreesboro. Rick Stockstill Live continues and want to remind you that you can register for a $1,000 shopping spree at Old Time Pottery. And it's given away on our website, GoBlueRaiders.com. Just click on the Old Time Pottery button and put in your email address, and you can register as many times as you want. And $1,000 at Old Time Pottery will... You can replace about everything in your house if you do that. But we thank them for being part of it, and we'll be giving that away on at the end of the month of September. Coach, we heard from Ken LaVica about the FAU ball club, and I'm sure you have video now, but how is their look different than what we saw with Coach Schnellenberger the last few years?
Well, I think the big difference is offensively. You know, like Ken was saying, they're a spread team now. They're in the shotgun, you know, probably 90% of the time. You know, they're four wides. You know, where in the past when Coach Schnellenberger was there, they were more, you know, traditional 21 personnel with, you know, multiple tight ends, you know, play action pass and, you know, run the ball. So that's changed. They've got some... you know, some really good skill players on offense, and I think it'll help them not only in recruiting, but you know, down the road here as they continue to implement their system. And then defensively, you know, they were mostly a 3-4 last year, and you know, kind of going back to a 4-3 now, but they're still getting the variations of the three-man front. But they're a lot faster on defense than they were last year or in the last past couple years, like Ken said. They've done a nice job with the junior college guys that they've brought in have, you know, had an impact on their defense. And, you know, they got a freshman at corner that's as good as anybody. So they've got some really good players. And I think the not so much schematically, defensively, the change – but just their athleticism and how much they've upgraded their athleticism on defense.
He talked about their quarterbacks, and we have seen Graham Wilbert, and you being a quarterback guy, how big a transition would that have been for Wilbert to go, you know, to, I guess, basically learn a brand-new offense? Or are you still making throws and handing the ball off?
I think it's very minimal because they're not asking him to, you know, bunch of zone read and run the ball. They'll run him some on the quarterback draws and stuff, but you know, his you know, change has been very minimal. He's probably loving it, you know, being able to go at a high tempo and be in the shotgun and you know, make a, you know, all the different throws that they're asking him to throw now. So I think probably has been a very minimal effect on him.
And you know, you talked about new faces, but they return seven starters on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, they do. Most of those guys are up front, you know, in the offensive line and defensive line and linebacker there. Their secondary is new. Got a couple guys, you know, the receivers. They had a guy that didn't play last year that was hurt, that he's back now. You know, so they've got some the people that they've added to the puzzle. Are really dynamic, good players.
All right, we'll take our final break of the night. Back to wrap things up with head coach Rick Stockstill after this from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Master, I seek your wisdom to solve an enigma.
Speak, young one.
In the next few weeks, people will be arrested for drunk driving all over Tennessee. Yet, they will all be arrested in the same place. How can this be?
That place you speak of is the driver's seat, doofus.
You don't want to get busted for drunk driving? Don't drive drunk. Booze it and lose it. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
FAU week at Middle Tennessee as the Blue Raiders open up Sunbelt Conference play, and tailgating will start early on campus, and the folks at Tennessee Event Specialist can make your tailgating much, much easier. Give them a look online at tneventspecialist.com or give them a call, 877-355-8782. And Coach Stock, you have some guys who one day we hope are going to be Hall of Fame members. We have five inductees. One football player, Mike Caldwell, who would absolutely knock you out if he had the opportunity. A kid from Oak Ridge, Jayhawk Owens from baseball, Harry Gupton, a basketball player from the 50s, Tawanya Mucker, who was a really good women's basketball player, and Diane Turnham, who has been a coach administrator here for nearly 30 years. Very good class, and to reach that pinnacle and to be voted there by your peers, something special.
Oh, yeah, Hall of Fame, no matter what, where you're at, school, university, it's always a great honor, to be recognized for your contributions to your athletic team, whatever team sport you played. It's always a great honor, and it's neat for those guys or women to be able to come back and be honored and let their school show them how much they appreciate all the sacrifices and efforts that they gave this university.
And for the first time ever, two women going in the same class, and it's appropriate that Diane is involved for the first time that two women are going in, that she is one of them. Let's talk about your ball club now. Week one to week two, it's where a lot of improvement typically takes place. What do you want to see?
Well, obviously we've got to, and hopefully we'll tackle better and play better, defensively, from a fundamental standpoint. And then offensively, we've got to finish drives, not settle for field goals, and try to get a little bit more explosive plays than what we had. I thought we were good in the kicking game, other than the one turnover that we had that really cost us when the punt hit us. But I thought our returns were good in the punting. We had a nice punt return as well as, several kickoff returns. And, so we just got to clean those up, this week, and I feel confident that we will.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, Coach Rick Stockstill joining us tonight. We thank you all for being here with us. Don't forget, Blue Raider Network coverage begins Saturday at 5 o'clock with the Shane Co. countdown to kickoff from the Kennan Hall of Fame building on the MTSU campus. For the head coach of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, saying thanks for being with us here at Sam's All-American Sports Grill, and good night for Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
This broadcast has been authorized under rights granted by Middle Tennessee State University to Nelligan Sports Marketing. The accounts and descriptions of this broadcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the expressed written consent of Middle Tennessee State University Sports Marketing. The executive producer of Middle Tennessee State Football is Jason Capel. Director of Sales is Mike Ceccarelli. Traffic Manager and Production Assistance provided by Matt Nichols. This